I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Praise the Lord and pass the politics. Conservative Christians have cracked a 70-year-old law. The IRS now says churches can endorse candidates, a shift from a long-standing interpretation of American nonprofit law. This Easter past, conservative Christian activists met with President Donald Trump at the dinner table at the White House. Robert Jeffress, pastor of the First Baptist Dallas, and Billy Graham's son Franklin, told the president that their ministry had faced IRS inquiries. They claimed unlawful targeting of the church and wrongful weaponization of the law. The New York Times reports they offered solutions. 3 months later, bam, the IRS reinterprets the law. Now, this is a reinterpretation. It will take Congress and the Supreme Court to remove all limits on political activities. So then what about church and state separation? That is clear as day in the Constitution. The group Americans for the Separation of Church and State is trying to intervene, saying most Americans just don't want their houses of worship to turn into political action committees. That apparently is an argument yet to come, but as of now, the Dallas pastor says the message is that the government has no business in what he says from the pulpit. So what about more progressive clergy? A poll by the Pew Research Center in 2016 reported more churchgoers said that they had heard their pastors endorse Hillary Clinton than Donald Trump. In 2020, it had swung back more the other way. So the White House says the president is happy about the ruling. So what will happen now? Will parishioners put more green into the plates? Will some walk away? Will churches become more like political action committees? Wonder what Jesus would say. What makes sense?